Parsha Shoftim, Pasuk says, Pasuk Chof, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoif, Leman Tichye V'yerashte Se'oret Asher Hashem Alekecha Noisin Loch. Tzedek, Tzedek, righteousness, righteousness, Tirdoif, you shall pursue. Leman Tichye, so that you will live and possess the land that Hashem, your God, gives to you. Famous Kasha, why does the Pasuk use a double lashon of Tzedek, Tzedek? In addition to that famous question, I have a question that bothered me for quite a while. What is this lashon of Tirdoif? Tirdoif is a lashon of a roidif. There's a halacha that if someone is chasing after you and he wants to kill you, he's a roidif after you, you let him kill him. He's a roidif. A roidif is an antagonist. So what does it mean that tzedek, tzedek, tirdif, there should be this concept of antagonist? It says in Bereishis, in Kapitel Mem Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, Kum Rodif Acharei Hanoshim, V'yisaktem V'amart Aleihem Lomo Shilamtem Ro Tachas Toiva. Get up, chase after the men. When you overtake them, you are to say to them, why did you pay evil for good? Pasuk, again, this lashon of roidif. Roidif means antagonist. Why does the Pasuk use it here? Tzedek, tzedek, tirdif. Rashi says, one should go, when it says tzedek, tzedek, one has a responsibility to go after a well-qualified bezdin to have this case adjudicated. You should know that if chas v'shalom, you feel you have, you're supposed to take someone to bezdin, you have to take someone to bezdin, you have an achrayis to make sure that it's a bezdin that's kosher, that they have the right values, that it's not about who's getting paid under the table, that it's being done properly. It says in Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the Pasuk is warning the judges here. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdif. They have to be thorough in their work to ensure a proper judgment. And a warning for the Balei Din that they should do research to make sure they're using a proper bezin. So there's a double lashon. One is for the judge, for the dayonim, and one is for the Balei Din. You have to make sure you're taking a proper judge, and the judge has to make sure he's giving a proper din. The Ramban answers this question of the double lashon, that not only must the Dayonim dispense, give over superior justice, but they must actively pursue it by always using a well-qualified court. So again, the same concept again. We have to make sure it's not just a joke, okay, I'll go wherever it is, it's something that has to be taken very seriously. The Ibn Ezra says, gives two pshatim, one connected to the other. He says that a person has to pursue justice, you have to run after justice, whether you're going to profit or lose from it. Not only, I tried a few times, I tried to do good, I was a tzedek, tirdif, and I lost 5 times in a row. You know what? I'm not running after judgment anymore. I'm done, righteousness can stay on the side. The Ben Ezra says you still have to work on it. Another pshat he says, is that the Torah is teaching us that we have to pursue it time after time, that we have to be mechazik at this point. It becomes difficult. At that time, a person keeps on losing, and he doesn't feel things were done right, and the person, he goes and he says, I didn't get a fair judgment because I lost. People have that feeling a lot of times. Once I had a nice, with a Bishra Reisman Shlita, that when many years ago, he first became a Rav, and he had one of the Balabatim set up. They want to bring a Choshe Mishpat child to him. They want him to give judgment. He says, okay, listen, you mask him. You're going to be masking to my psak. It's not a bezin. I'm a one person. I'm mumcha. We're going to come. We're just going to give yes, absolutely. They come to his house late at night. He's sitting there. And the Reisman gave psak for one of them. The other guy who called in the first place this whole gathering of the three people, he says, what do you mean? What are you doing? You're wrong. Forget it. I'm going to my Rosh Hashiva to ask him. And Reisman's like, I asked you beforehand. I said, you don't have to come to me. If you're going to come to me, are you going to listen to my psak? And you said, absolutely. What happened? What changed? He says, I thought you were going to get it right. I would have known you were going to get it wrong. I never would have brought it to you in the first place. People unfortunately have that feeling. It's an incorrect feeling. This is tzedek, tzedek. Sfas Emes says that Oilam Azeh is an Oilam of Sheker, and truth and righteousness are rare commodities. One can only truly achieve truth and righteousness if he pursues them tirelessly. By searching for truth in this world, one creates his own chair in the Olam HaEmes, the true world of Olam Haba. It's a double lashon because it needs strengthening, because to have tzedek in this world is very difficult. It says in the Turei Zov, seen this in numerous places, but Turei Zov says that tzedek means that the ends does not justify the means. People think, if my goal is to do something good, it doesn't matter what I do to get there. I see a Rosh Hashiva, he looks like he needs help, so I'm going to shove three people out of the way so I can get the Rosh Hashiva to help him. It's wonderful to help the Rosh Hashiva, but you're not allowed to push the people out of your way. Tzedek. You have to achieve righteousness through righteousness. It says in the Chadre Botan that there's a double lashon. One is connected the tzedek that one has to have with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and one is connected the tzedek that one has to have with his fellow man. You have to be righteous with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and you have to be righteous with your fellow man. The Ach Pri Tvua says that there's a double lashon. One is a remes to the midah of Yira. The first tzedek is that you have to have a midah of connecting yourself to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the other one is a midah of Ahava, the higher level. We know when we're in Elul now, we're trying to raise ourselves, there's two different levels. We have to first have Yira, you have to have Yira for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but the ultimate goal is Ahava for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It says in the Tzavari Shoyl, and the Avtera and Parsha Shoiftim, Anoichi hu menachemchem. Anoichi, it is I am he who comforts you. The Zohar HaKadosh says that for every nation of the world is a Sar that represents that nation in Shemayim. When the Sar in Shemayim falls, the nation falls. So first, whatever happens upstairs is going to happen down here. The Sar in Shemayim of a certain nation will fall, the nation will fall down here. Klal Yisrael are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't have a Sar in Shemayim. No Sar. They're direct to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never fall, Klal Yisrael will never fall. The Pasuk is telling us, Anoichi, Anoichi, a double lashon. Just as I am and will always be, so too you, Klal Yisrael, will also be on that Madrega of Anoichi, like I, that will never fall. It says in the Shem and Apir Simoin, quotes a Medrash in Devarim Rabbah, that in the zchus of Klal Yisrael having feared judgments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform tzedakah with Klal Yisrael and rest his Shekhinah amongst them. It says in the Yalkut and Tehillim, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Kah, on each and every breath one takes, the neshama of a person wants to leave the individual's body and return to Shemayim. That's what it means. Koil neshama ta'aluka. Every time you take a breath, the neshama says, I didn't want to be in this guf. I didn't want to be here. I want to go back to where I came from. Ntachas kisi akavod. When the person runs after righteousness, after tzedek, he's zeichet to have the Shekhinah rest on him. When the Shekhinah rests on him, the neshama sees, the neshama is nothing more than an eved of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The master is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the eved is the neshama. So the neshama makes a kal v'chomer. Madach, the master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is resting on him, so I can also stay on him. A person wants to have a long life, the neshama should stay within him, he has to be tzedek tirdash. Rabbeinu Bach, he says, tzedek. You have to do two tzidkas, one with your actions and one with your words. Two separate lashonos. It says in the Day Yisrael, Kotze Gemara and Yuma and that Peivov, G'day la tshuva, shimagas at kisei HaKovid. Doing tshuva, we know, includes crying, being concerned about one's sins, being sad about it. That's what the Gemara says. Tshuva is so great it reaches the Kadosh Kisei HaKavod. So the question is, one second. If I do tshuva properly, I can reach the Kisei HaKavod. But we know that if a person is bitzar, a person is not besimcha, then the Mishkan doesn't come to him. We know that Yaakov Avinu was sad for the years that Yosef was not with him, and it says the Shekhinah wasn't there. So how does it make sense? What's the pshat? If Tshuva is going to get me to the Kisei HaKavod, then I'm going to be sad. So then it's incorrect. I can be sad, and I can have the Shekhinah with me. The answer is the Yisrael says there's two parts. One must first do tshuva by crying and being sad for his previous sins. That's step one of tshuva. Then one has to do another tshuva. A second tshuva. What's the second tshuva? Where one works on connecting himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tshuva means returning to Hashem. Doesn't just mean that tshuva means that I didn't have avera, so I'm going to repent for my sins. But additionally, I'm going to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So how do you take a return to the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Gemara in Yuma says, Magas at kisei hakavod, that's the higher madrega. First, you have to say is a chatasi, and you have to feel bad for your avarice, and you have to do tshuva on it, say you're never going to do it again. But that's not enough. Now you have to work on connecting yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. By simcha, by learning and davening and doing mitzvahs, by simcha, having a simcha, that's how you connect yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It says in the Keren LeDavid, quotes of Gemara Bava Metzia, that Yerushalayim was destroyed because Klal Yisrael followed the exact din, and they did not go lefnim mishuras hadin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says the double lashon of tzedek. One teaches us regarding din, actual din, and another teaches us about compromise. We should compromise. V'shoftu esa'o mishpat tzedek, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. Here the pasuk is speaking to the judges. They have only one tzedek. Well, they have to adhere to the laws as they have been handed down from generation to generation. When the pasuk states a double lashon of tzedek here in our pasuk, it is for the people of Klal Yisrael. They have to strive to have peace in both ways, in din and in compromise. Shteitin debach. The Bach wants to know is what's pshat in compromise. Compromise, that's rule. Compromise nishti nishtahed. Right? If one guy is really entitled to the $100, so you can compromise and one guy gets, I don't know, 75, one guy gets 25. So no one's getting the right thing. What's pshat? The Bach says that even if you're right and you're entitled to the $100, but for that $25 that you're giving, you're creating shalom in the world, it's kedai to do compromise. That's also right. That's also righteousness. Another statement in the Bach on Chayish Mishma. It says in the Goin, Aderes Elio, in the Vayikra, Kapitel Yud Ches, Pasuk Hei, the Pasuk says, V'chai bohem ani Hashem. He shall live by the mitzvahs, I am Hashem. He says, the nature of mitzvahs is to give life. That's the purpose of the mitzvahs. The lifeline of a person is through the mitzvahs, Satayra. That's what gives us our lifeline, Tayra Kadesha. He says, a half of the Givard. He says, you should know that every time you make a bracha, you have to put a comma in the right place. You say, make a bracha, and you say, Asher kidishonu b'mitzvayso b'tzivanu ale, whatever the bracha is. He says, the way you have to say it is Asher kidishonu b'mitzvayso, the Ribbono Shel Olam was mekadosh us with his mitzvahs, which is wonderful, and you want to know why I'm going to do this mitzvah now? Kama v'tzivanu. I'm going to do it now because you commanded me. Not because I was mekadosh with the mitzvahs, not because that's my lifeline. It's happy it is, and without it I have no life. But that's not the reason why. The higher level, what we're supposed to be trying to accomplish is, you know why we're following the mitzvah HaTorah? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam said so, for no other reason. As I state in the Goyim. Perhaps we can say a pshat over here of what this lashon of tirdef is, to be antagonistic. Person has an innate sense of what he considers to be correct. Perhaps we can say, tzedek! Is the tzedek the righteousness, which is the right, the correct righteousness? The parameters of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is righteousness. Tzedek tirdoif. Put this first tzedek, comma, tzedek tirdoif. You have to be antagonistic against that second tzedek. That second tzedek is the one where you're convinced that you're right. I'm not going to listen. I would love to listen to that psak. I would love to listen to that rav, to that bezin. But they're wrong. They're wrong. I know they're right. Based on what? I know. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Tzedek tirdoif. You have to be antagonistic. That tzedek is not a good tzedek. little bit later in the parasha, Pasuk says, Kisava Yalaret, Asher Hashem Alikecha, Noisin Loch, Virishtavi Yashachtaba, Vamarta, Simalai Melka, Chalagayim Asher Sivoise. When you come to the land that Hashem your God gives you and possess it and settle in it, and you will say, I will set a king over myself like all of the nations around me. This is the parasha of, you have to do, we have a melech, and Klal Yisrael. Before this parasha of appointing a king, the Torah discusses the rules and laws of judges, like we just discussed. The Torah tells us we must not deviate one iota from what the Kohen and Shofar tell us. Why is there a need for the king? We have to listen to the Kohen, we have to listen to the Shofar. Why do we need a king? The Kohanim and the Shofar should be able to lead Klal Yisrael. Why is there a concept of a king, a melech on Klal Yisrael? Additionally, the Pasuk says that if it said, I will set a king over myself like all other nations around me, then Soyim Tosim Alach HaMelech. If I will say, Bamarta, Asim Alai Melech, Echol HaBerech, then Soyim Tosim Alach HaMelech. The Pasuk implied that if no one asks for a Melech, then there's no mitzvah. So what's going on here? What's Pshat? The Tzvar Mor says, Shoftim alone are not sufficient. There needs to be a fear of a king. As it says in Perkei Avos, the Rebbe Hanina, he was the deputy chief, he's the scan of the Kohanim, says that one should daven for the welfare of the government, because if not for the fear of it, one would swallow his fellow man alive. There has to be a fear. The Kohen and the Shofar doesn't instill fear in a person. A Malchus instills fear. The Abar Barnel says in Shmuel, in Sefer Shmuel, Ata, now, Simu lanu melech l'shavtenu k'chol ha'goyim. Appoint for us a king to judge us like all of the nations. Klal Yisrael requested of Shmuel Hanavi to appoint a king for them. In Parshas Kisetze, the Torah discusses the law of Yifas Tayar. When someone in Klal Yisrael wants to marry a Yifas Tayar, a foreign woman, when they was captured in war, it is not ideal for one to marry her. The Torah permits it only if one has a strong desire for her. The halach of appointing a king up to Abar Barnel is not preferable. And you should know the Pasuk is telling us that. It is only if the people desire to have a king that they're allowed to have one. But it's not proper. So when they asked it by Shmuel, they asked Shmuel that they should appoint the king, it was incorrect. And Fakert, Shmuel took it personally, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, that it's against me, not against you, but inherently it was an incorrect thing. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Ur Chaim, Al Malchi Yisrael Omer, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shecholach Michvoid Eliyoy. Upon seeing a Jewish king, a Melech Yisrael, one makes a bracha that Hashem shared some of his glory with those who fear him. You see this concept that it seems like it's a good, the Baruch Hashem is not sharing his covenant with him. It says in the Mitzvah Tzion, in Melochim, Kasha Omer Loi Losesh Loi Niyar Lebon of Klayamim, as Hashem said to him that he will give near to his descendants all his days. What is near? It refers to Malchus, which is like a ner, a candle. That's what the Mitzvah Tzion says. A king must illuminate just like a candle does. That's what a king's job is. It says in the Rambam, in Hilchus Malachim, Shelibai who laid Kol Klal Yisrael. The king's heart is the heart of the entire Klal Yisrael. It says in the Sfas Emes, Soyim Tosim Alach HaMelech. The Gemara in Kedushin and Aflam Bey says, we learn from this pasuk that people must fear the king. It is through the fear of the king that people learn to fear their Bnei Shalom. When Klal Yisrael requested a king from Shmuel Hanavi, he rebuked them. Shmuel did not rebuke them for requesting a king. That wasn't his problem. He rebuked them for needing a king, not for requesting it, because they needed it. It was because of their lack of Yerushalmayim that they needed a king. As they state in the Sfas Emes. Not that, they shouldn't have asked for it. They taka needed it. But why did they need it? Because they weren't Yerushalmayim. We need to have examples in this world. There's a cat says, why were Klal Yisrael Avodim Mitzrayim? Because we have to go through hard labor. We have to see what it meant to be Avodim. How was Yerushalmayim? If we have Yerushalmayim, we don't need to have a king over us. But if we don't have Yerushalmayim, we need to have a king. It says in the Kovit Shiurim, in Ksubis, Melech Shemochel Al Kvoidoi Ein Kvoidoi Mochel. A king who is renounces, he's moichel on his covet, his covet is not mochel. The Gemara learns this from a double lashon of soim tosim, a double lashon, alech melech, that the awe of the king is to be upon you at all times. The Gemara over there in Ksubis asks, how is it that Agrippas, a king, was allowed to waive his honor? The Gemara implies that a king is not allowed to waive his honor. Soim Tasim Alach HaMelech teaches us that we must always honor the king. Where does it say that it's improper for the king himself to waive his honors? We always have to have. Where does it say that the king is not allowed to waive it? The mitzvah is to have honor for the kingdom, not the king. It's not the pshat that I'm having covered for the king himself. I'm having for this institution called Malchus, kingdom. When one honors the king, he's honoring the kingdom. The king as well has to honor the kingdom and has to ensure that it receives the proper honor at all times. So the king has his chayis to the kingdom. It's not to himself, but it's to the kingdom. Many say that a lot of people who are kehanim today, perhaps they may not be kehanim. We don't know for sure. Their lineage might not be. So, you know, there are some that I'm sure are, and there could be there some that are not. So the shayla is, it's a shayla about making a bracha, perhaps the birchas kehanim. But they say that maybe I shouldn't be giving kavod to every kehanim because it's a safik. Who says it's a safik? How do I know b'vadai? If he shows me ishtayichus, so good. If he doesn't show me ishtayichus, maybe I don't have that. Shayla is when you show kavod to the kehanim, you're showing kavod to the institution called Kahuna. If he's a Kohen, wonderful. But even a Kohen himself has to show cover to the institution called Kahuna. So there's nothing wrong with showing cover to a Kohen, whether he's a Kohen or not. It says in the Shach, I'll tell you, the mitzvah of appointing a king was specifically given after Klal Yisrael conquered Eretz Canaan, so that Klal Yisrael should not think that it was the king who conquered the land. This is alluded to in the pasuk in Devarim, "Biyodata Hayoyim ki Hashem alakecha whoever lefanecha eish oichla hu yashminim hu yachniim lefanecha." And you know today that Hashem your God, He crosses before you a consuming fire; He will destroy them and subjugate them. That was when the mitzvah of being pointing a melech. As an aside, Eretz Canaan. The Shlach Kodesh says Parshas Lech Lecha, I believe it is. Why in the Torah do we not see a lashon of Eretz Yisrael? We see Eretz Canaan constantly. Eretz Canaan. Well, you want to say it's Eretz Canaan in the beginning? Fine. Avraham Avinu was given Eretz Canaan. Klal Yisrael went to Eretz Canaan. Well, we call it Eretz Yisrael. What's Eretz Canaan? Why Torah always use the word Eretz Canaan? He says the word Canaan comes from lashon of Achno. We have to always be machnia ourselves in front of the Baruch Hashem. Part of the year is Hashem. Part of the Malchus. That's the point. Eretz Yisrael is supposed to remind us that we always have to be machnia ourselves. That's what the land is supposed to remind us as well. The Ramban says that the pasuk is meramis when Klaiso would request a king from Shmuel and would say that they wanted a king like the other nations of the world. That's what this pasuk Amarta Asim Alai Melech Echol Agoyim, and this is meramis to what's going to happen later. It says in Rabbeinu Nisim, the pasuk is telling Klal Yisrael that even if they are on a low level of ruchnius and they request a king like the other nations of the world, they still need to warn a king that Hashem chooses. Soim tosim alecha melech asher yivcha Hashem boy. So you're on a low madrega. So you need to have a king. You don't have proper Yerushalayim, but you have to have a minimum Yerushalayim that the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to choose the king. Don't think you should be able to choose the king. Shmuel Anavi was the one who chose the king through the Rebbeinu Shalom. Says in the Hamidavar that although it's a mitzvah to appoint a king should not be appointed as long as the people are not requesting it. It's taka mitzvah, but if there's no people appointing, you shouldn't go take a king. Says in the Zohar, the pasuk is saying kechol agoyim asher sivoysei. The pasuk is saying that all of the nations of the world surround the Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the center of the world, and the world is around it. That's what this word in the pasuk, and we see it clearly today, as in all times, the entire world is busy with this little piece of land on the map. When you look at a world map, Eretz Yisrael is the center of the world. Pilei Plom, that the rest of the world doesn't even recognize it, but it's Pilei Plom. There's a little place called Eretz Yisrael. It's unbelievable. It says in the Aderes Elio, not the Goin, but the Ben Ishchai, in the Haftar Parsha Shoftim, Ki Ayin Be Ayin Yeru B'Shuv Hashem Tzion. For every eye shall see when Hashem returns to Yerushalayim. Ki Ayin Be Ayin. There are two types of eyes a person has. Two. The main eye is the eye of one's intellect, with which he understands things that cannot be seen with his physical eyes. The other type of eye is what a person sees with his physical eyes. So there's this eye of Gashmius and this eye of Ruchnius Cain. Everything that the Ibn Shalom promised Klal Yisrael is seen with the eye of the intellect. Although we cannot physically see it, we see it with our intellect as it is in front of us. Now, we only see it with the intellectual eye and not with our physical eye. We don't see it with the physical eye. The Pasuk is telling us that when we will be zeichet to the Geula, we will, with the Ibn Shalom, return to Yerushalayim, we will be zeichet to see the good bestowed upon us with both of our eyes. Ki ayin ba'ayin. We will be zeichet to have the intellectual eye, which we know now, and we'll be able to see the Poel with our physical eyes. Why is it necessary to have a king? What is the pshat in this king? In order for us to serve the Ibn Shalom properly, we have to have Yiras Hashem. The purpose of a king is to help us have fear of the Ibn Shalom. The king himself has to have fear of the Ibn Shalom, because he's the only representation of the Ibn Shalom. When Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua led Klal Yisrael, there was no need for a king. Klal Yisrael had proper fear of the Ibn Shalom. There were many shaitim who led Klal Yisrael without a king. In times of Shmuel HaNavi, Klal Yisrael's Ruchni is dropped. There they needed a king. There they needed to grow in the Yiras Shemayim. That's the Yisrael. That's what the Melech is all about. Don't confuse it. It's not to be like the other nations of the world. That's a lower level. But the point is, when you don't have Yiras Shemayim, we need to have a king. That's where we're in El now. We have to start recognizing this concept of a king and what the Ribbono Shalom is a king. We blow shofar. In El, start blowing shofar. Why do we blow shofar? Shlomo Kluger says in Kilas Yaakov, There was a shofar that was calling out to Moshe to the har. Because Baruch Hu is Allah ba'oyse shofar. The tziv Allah lekim b'sura lefichach tiknu koyab b'chol chodesh el. Hayim afurish oimar the inyan tkiyas el. The point of the tkiyas in el. Now we connected Moshe tiku al b'shofar Moshe elahar. This is connected the tkiyah that happened when Moshe went up to Shemayim to get the Torah. Ubi etam tkiyas elu. We have a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah to be tekeya. The second one was the Rabbanon. And Elul is Mijabon. Now, this is very important what he says over here. He already explained this in many of his drushes before. There are shofar ma'ir l'tshuva. A shofar is ma'ir one to do tshuva, from which comes the Rambam. How is that connected? Masha Amu, the baska machres shuvu banim shevavim. There's a baska that comes out and says, "Return, Klal Yisrael, return, the broken ones, return." Ach misha mei baska. Who hears this baska? L'kach tziyach adish baruch hu brosh hashanah tkei b'shofar. The Yezeb and welcome Habaskal. Ibn Shalom commanded that to blow shofar, and this is in place of the Baskal. That shofar blowing in Rosh Hashanah is to be Ma'oiras of the Tshuva. Ach, L'choriz and the Siyas Ponim. The Tshuva Gufa Chiddush Umad Mahay Tshuva. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Why does Tshuva work? Why does tshuva work? It's a tremendous chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush that tshuva works. But not only does tshuva work, the Ibn Shalom is going to call out to us. He's going to blow shofar. He's going to be machris. Tshuva banim shevavim. Ach kvar kasav nu parshas Ekev. Da'idei mashi Yisrael oisim la'atzman shmir mitzvah d'rabbanan. Well, the Klal Yisrael are careful that they keep and they heed the mitzvah d'rabbanan. Gam hu yisbarach oisim lehem kenegin kein. Mida kenegin mida. because we keep the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon Shalom is going to help us. Yisrael Moisif Allah Mitzvah the Rabbanon. Klai Yisrael add the Moisif Mitzvah the Rabbanon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noyis Lampanim Umar Yerosh L'Tshuva. Lekah Yefshe L'Haskel Rosh Hashanah L'Heichan Atzmi Yemadin. You can't appear on Rosh Hashanah, there's no time. Achi Yekah L'Mitzvah the Rabbanon L'Chila. Lekah Kimen the Ashef Rosh Hashanah Ramaz HaKabbalas Oil Teir. That the Tiyas on Rosh Hashanah Atmi Mekabal Oil Teir. Kmosh Yekasav Nukosu B'Shem Rabbein Nesadya. Sheshef Rosh Hashanah Ramaz HaYei Matan Teir. L'Akavon HaKabbal Oil Teir. Lekah Kmosh Yekasav Rosh Hashanah Ramaz HaKabbalas Oil Teir. They write Kena V'Ashef Rosh Hashanah Ramaz HaKabbalas Oil Teir. When we're listening to the Shefer in the morning in Elul, we should be thinking of Mekabal Oil Mitzvah Rabbanon. In this Chus that we're Mekabal the Oil Mitzvah Rabbanon, the Rabbein Yishalom is going to Net Shem do tremendous Teir with us. He's going to be Yeshua by Nam Shevavim on Rosh Hashanah. He's going to blow Shefer and he's going to turn us to be a Tshuva Shlema that we should return to the Rabbein Yishalom. Have a good Shabbos.